Emma Kent.
And I'm Derek Russell, and this is The Memo,
a podcast of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and djournal.com. Happy Friday, everybody. I'm Emma Kent, and this is another episode of The Memo for your weekend. I'm here with Derek Russell. Derek, how are you?
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Good evening, whenever anybody's listening.
Whenever you're listening. Good Saturday, if you've waited that long.
Good Saturday.
Good Saturday.
Like the NPR greeting. Good Saturday to you.
So we're here, and it's almost the weekend. I'm very happy about that.
It is the weekend, isn't it?
Technically, yeah, I guess it is.
Doesn't the weekend start on Thursdays now?
Your weekend does.
No, that's true.
No, I just, everybody's always like, I mean, that's like a college thing. It seemed like, weekend starts on Thursday.
I mean, in my mind, I think I like mentally go into weekend mode about Thursday night and then struggle through Friday to get to Saturday.
Yeah. Friday, you're just here.
Uh-huh. Physically.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. Emotionally.
Emotionally, I'm elsewhere.
Yeah. Where are you?
Probably at the dog park. With my dog.
It's an interesting place to be emotionally when you're at work physically.
It makes me really happy to see her out there playing with all her friends.
If most people are at work physically, they're emotionally in bed.
That's a good place too.
Yeah.
Maybe half and half.
So you're now split into thirds.
Yeah.
And half and half and half of you are, you know, half of you's here and half of you's here at the dog park and the other half's at the... split the three halves.
At home. Three, you mean thirds.
Yeah, it was a joke. Yeah.
Fractions.
Yeah. Half here, half now, half on delivery.
Derek, what are you doing this weekend?
I have a play, so I'm busy with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 39 steps.
That's it.
The 39 steps.
Not 39 steps.
I keep wanting to just call it 39 steps.
Please don't.
And I know that that's incorrect, that's, so that's I'm not very proper. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you for clearing that
up. I haven't called it that publicly until now,
Thank you. Well, we'll only kill you a little for that.
Okay.
Yes, it is the 39 steps.
Right, and it's a Alfred Hitchcock adaptation.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
I read stuff.
Okay.
I know what's up. I read the paper.
You're over there you're not putting the in front of it, so you
well, it's
too
just
sure.
That's just that's artistic just lazy. Artistic that's license lazy, for me.
That's that part of you that's at the dog part.
Right.
I saw that show 39 steps.
39 steps to the dog park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you'll be doing that all weekend, huh?
I will. Yes, I will.
And then you'll take a nice long nap, I'm sure.
For several days.
You will go into hibernation.
Yes, yeah. Much like the Bears, I will see you all in the springtime. Not the Chicago Bears. Well, maybe the Chicago Bears, but the Bears in the cave. What about you?
Cool. I am going to be packing my house up in two boxes because we are moving to a new house.
Didn't you just move? Like a year ago?
Like closer to 2 years.
Okay. That's your stipulation now? Wait 2 years in a house, then we go elsewhere. I didn't
know
you
were moving.
Well,
it takes like 2 years to really get to know the ghosts, and then you have to move on because you don't want them to know you too well.
It also takes like 2 years to unpack, too. So
not if you're me.
Okay.
I'm efficient.
So you're just moving to pack, and that's all you want to do. It's like, I got to pack again. I got to move.
The stuff has been out too long. I got to put it back in boxes.
Got to put it back in boxes and then undo it again.
Right. No, I'm not looking forward to it. I mean, I'm looking forward to moving, but I'm not looking forward to packing.
Okay.
So I'll be doing some of that this weekend.
All right. So you have a house?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Have you sold the current house?
We don't own it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the way to do it, I guess. You've been squatting for some time and...
Yeah, we just stumbled. One day we were like, oh, this house isn't deep. Yeah. We'll live here.
The owners found us. It was a good 2 years.
They found us out. Now we got to go.
You got to move on.
So. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, if you have an empty house out there in the world.
I highly recommend
it. Watch out.
Yeah. Emma needs a new place to stay.
No.
Mama needs new housing.
No, we bought a house.
Oh, well, good for you.
Thank you.
That's a big adult milestone.
It is, but I feel like a child.
Yeah. I don't understand. Do I sign it in crayon?
I'm just like, how much money do you want from me? Just take it.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. This is how much you'll be paying in 2037 on the house.
Like, oh, maybe I'll be dead by then.
Yeah. Okay. 2037, that's not a real year.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
I know. That's not even that far away. It's like 20 years from now.
I know.
Wow.
I won't be alive. So.
Derek, you will.
I don't know. Not if you keep coughing like that near me.
I know. I have the plague.
Right, but oh, is that what it is?
You'll be dead within like a day or two.
Could you hurry it up? Look, I'm already breaking it. It's already happening.
You're already turning. Don't people, when you have the bubonic plague, didn't they turn black? Isn't that what they call it, the black plague?
Violet. You're turning violet, violet. I don't know.
Isn't that right? Did I make that up? Their skin turned black or something?
Fantastic.
Because you're wearing a black shirt. And so.
I'm dressed for the theater tonight.
Well, you're prepared for the plague as well.
Yeah, well, apparently it's happening. That's actually what my watch does to me.
Are you allergic to it?
No, I think they're ingrown hairs.
Oh, okay.
That's what happens when I wear my watch too tightly. My just Apple Watch.
So worth it?
Yeah, is worth
that
it.
Good of a watch?
Yeah. Now, then I just switch arm. Oh, where's my watch? Oh, it's charging at my desk. Then I just switch hands when it does that.
Apple Watches are really cool. I'm fascinated by people who are like, they're like, oh, and then they look at their Apple Watch and there's like a text message and they read it and then they're like, and it's just so advanced.
And I have an old one.
And my watch doesn't even have the right time. It hasn't even been right for like 3 years.
There's not even a battery in this thing. It's just decoration.
So like, it's really advanced that you have an Apple Watch.
I don't. It's charging at my desk. But
it's, you have it.
You should get one.
No, you just bought a house. I just bought a house. Ugh.
And you'll hear that for the next year on everything.
I'm already like, we can't eat Chinese food this weekend. We just bought a house.
We're making our own.
And then we're like still going to go to the Chinese restaurant.
When are you moving in?
Oh, that's a good question. A couple weeks.
Cool. Congratulations.
Thanks,
on your home.
Thank you.
Very excited for you.
Are you?
Yes.
Thank you. I am also very excited for me and Jacob and our dog and our cat. More for our dog because we'll have a fence and I feel bad for her because right now we don't and she has to stay inside during the day. And she just looks really sad when you come home and she's like, I just wanted to run. Which is, hence the dog park.
I think you could probably buy a bunch of houses if your dog's talking to you. That's some kind of money you should be getting right there. If your dog comes home and says, I just want to run, that's some kind of money bank you need, you're sitting on top of.
I have a secret plan.
Go on.
Well, it's a secret, so I can't share it. But anyway, it has to do with talking dogs and lots of money. So,
all right.
Stay tuned.
Okay.
Well, we've got a great show today.
Do we?
I think we do. We have Scott, right? He's going to come talk about a movie.
Scott Morris. A movie. We don't know which one. It's like the 39 mystery. Steps. It's just
mystery
something.
Movie. No, I think it's Battle of the Sexes.
It is Battle of the Sexes.
And we're going to talk about the scene section.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about the food section.
We are.
So let's do it.
Okay. Jenna Parsons joining us on this Friday to discuss her... I'm sorry. You're not Jenna Parsons. Who are you?
Buongiorno.
Oh.
I'm Leslie Live Chris. From Italy. Jenna Parsons and her husband are in Italy for 2 weeks.
She'll go the far lengths for her food section. I'm not sure she's going to get all that trip reimbursed.
No. I hope she doesn't, because if she does, we all going to ask for some trips.
Well, you're kind to sit in and discuss her food section as the lifestyles editor, the living, our boss.
Over happy there. To be here.
My boss. Yeah, you are. Why are you shaking your head?
Don't
disown me.
I don't like that word, boss.
Why?
I don't know.
We all need bosses to answer to.
It just seems like such a, I don't know, aggressive kind of word.
You're my superior.
Oh, that's worse.
That sounds it's a little scarier.
Well, let me tell y'all what she told me she was going to do to me on Monday.
This is probably not the time.
Talk about talking down to people. Well, thank you for coming on to discuss
it. Wait, I'm curious.
She said she was going to... Would you like me to quote it or are you going to say it?
You can't quote it because then that will give him more work to have to edit it.
So Jenna's column this week is about ragu. What is ragu?
Ragu is not just the stuff in a jar.
That's all
they
I know
just stole
is.
That name.
Oh, how dare they?
Ragu is a general term in Italy for any meat-based sauce that is used on pasta.
Oh. And they just stole that in proprietary.
Yeah, I guess.
Put it on label. How dare they?
I mean, I'm sure that it's just
Is Prego that was something out there. Too? Is that
not that I know okay. of?
Prego,
but we can Google it later.
I think that's a slang term for pregnant.
Yeah, maybe so.
She made ragu.
Mary,
her daughter
Langford, mm-hmm. daughter of Charlie and Jenna, made ragu.
Daughter Mary, as she says.
Jenna and Charlie were busy getting ready for their journey.
Excursion.
And so Mary made ragu, sausage ragu.
Where? What, just that's a nice kid to just go. I'm gonna go make some ragu.
She is a nice kid.
But like, aren't they about to have all this Italian food?
They are, but you know, they were trying to, you know, prepare.
It's like going to Five Guys and getting McDonald's right beforehand.
Well,
seems wrong. Sausage ragu, 1 pound of ground Italian sausage. It's even the sausage is Italian. There's a lot in here.
There is, and she said it was pretty work intensive.
Tomato paste. And it There's took even a hot while. Water in this. And go to the trouble to list the hot water.
And you know, when Jen and Charlie return, we can ask which mm-hmm. was better, Mary's ragu or what you had in Italy.
And they crumble the meat into a Dutch oven. Who has a Dutch oven? And
saute everybody.
It. Oh, okay.
Dutch ovens are not.
You probably have one too.
Yeah, you probably do.
It's where I keep the blankets.
It's just a large pot. It usually uh-huh. has handles on both sides.
It's like
and a
cast
lid.
Iron. Usually no. it's like a kind no. of a cast
yeah,
iron.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a cast iron one and I've got a. Another one that's not cast iron.
No such thing. You're all making this up. You're all gaslighting me right now.
When you get out of here today, I'll show you on Google what a Dutch oven is, and I bet there's one or two in your kitchen.
I blew one up once by accident. It was ceramic, not cast iron. I turned the temperature up too much, and it just exploded on the stove. It was quite a mess.
You've come farther now, haven't you? You wouldn't do that.
Yes, now I know.
Oh, okay.
I have learned.
Please don't do that.
Well, actually,
I
just went out and I was like, I'm going to get a cast iron one, so I don't do that again. Yeah. So I did that instead.
Just don't do it in your new house.
And you know how Pyrex dishes are supposed to like be pretty durable.
Mm-hmm.
I took one out of the oven one night and got whatever was in it out, and I put it in the sink and turned on the cold water. Don't do that.
It ruined it.
Cracked all in the sink in hundreds of pieces.
Oh.
At least it was in the sink.
Hot water probably would have been better.
Jenna's Cook of the Week this week is from Saltillo. She's a bank teller, correct?
She is, Pam Montgomery.
All right. What's her shtick? What made her a good cook of the week?
Her mother and her grandmother taught her to cook.
Yeah.
And she apparently did not cook until she got married, because she lived close to her mother and grandmother, so she would just go eat with them.
Mm-hmm.
But when she got a husband, she learned to cook.
When she got a husband?
No, when she said she didn't know how to cook until they moved to Saltillo in 1983. So until then, she just kind of was lucky enough to live close to the two people in her life who taught her to cook. So why
idea.
Cook if you can go to mama's
That's
house?
That's right. I grew up across the street from my grandparents for 18 years.
Did you eat with them a lot?
I did.
There you go.
Anytime
just,
I was hungry.
Just
I
the just, smart thing to do.
I didn't know how to cook. I just walked across the street. It's the easiest thing in the world.
And her recipes, she said her husband is a hunter, apparently, and that she's not a good cook for wild game, but she says she fries squirrel, but he eats it, but
fried
she doesn't
squirrel?
Like it.
Squirrel?
Mm-hmm.
Not familiar with fried squirrel.
Well, I know people hunt squirrels, and...
Yeah, I didn't know they ate them.
I mean, not... Well,
they
do.
Were, you know, lost in the woods
no,
for
I mean,
weeks
people
on
eat
end.
Squirrel.
But fried squirrel?
Yep.
Fried squirrel. Did you mean fried squash?
I did not. I
meant
no,
fried squirrel.
No, that's what squirrel.
Google asked me. Buttermilk fried squirrel with southern gravy.
And she did not include fried squirrel recipe in her recipes, but she does have recipes for homemade cranberry sauce, which...
Fried squirrel, the chicken of the trees.
Is that what Google says?
It is what Google
well,
says.
There you go. I've never had it, but...
Holy...
I wonder what it is. I wonder what the texture is.
Well, looks like that, which is chicken tenders, basically.
Fried
I bet
it's like the whole squirrel's body.
I bet it's just like frog legs. I bet it does. I bet it's similar to chicken.
The chicken of the trees. Well, I'm enlightened. Thank you so much for joining us today, Leslie. I would have never known that had you not come in.
Well, now you do. And if you want to have some squirrel, you can come to my backyard, and there are plenty of them out there to shoot.
I got plenty in mine. I don't, there you go. That's,
I can't see that. Okay. I just picture them in there.
What, like that?
That poor squirrel.
He's about to take a big bite right there.
Can you imagine?
Like ice cream.
Stop. Just stop.
Oh, Leslie, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, I think. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
She's like, I'm not coming back.
Hey, while you're listening to this podcast, there's also two other podcasts you can listen to at the Daily Journal. We have two sports podcasts. Prep Rally is a high school sports podcast with Brad Locke and Dalton Middleton. New episodes air every Wednesday. You can listen to it for free in iTunes, podcast apps, or at preprally.djournal.com. And for Ole Miss and Mississippi State fans, you can check out the Double Coverage podcast, where Ole Miss beat reporter Parrish Alford and MSU reporter Logan Lowry release a new episode each Thursday afternoon, where they provide game previews, insight, commentary, and analysis on the Bulldogs and Rebels. Also listen for free in iTunes, podcast apps, or at doublecoverage.djournal.com.
And if you haven't yet, be sure to listen to the Daily Journal's newest podcast, Open the Case of Leochi, hosted by me, Emma Kent. I take look at the... Yeah.
I had no idea.
Did you know that was me?
I was not aware.
Wow.
Good job.
I thought we were friends. Yeah. I thought you would know my voice.
I mean, yeah, we are, but I didn't know.
No.
I thought we were friends.
No, we're not. Anyway, I take a fresh look at the unsolved disappearance of a 13-year-old Tupelo girl from 25 years ago. That includes a potentially overlooked witness and a person of interest in the case that police have never spoken about publicly. The 6-episode investigative serial podcast is now available in iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and a variety of other podcast apps. Or you can stream it from our website, djournal.com/openpodcast.
I don't know if I can do this, y'all, because I've had to update my operating system. I have to get used to all new buttons and the way the thing works. I've been distracted, so I'm not sure I can do a movie review this week. How about we just skip it?
Well, you're already here.
Well, I was here for the improv earlier.
Yeah, everybody else missed out on that. That was fun.
Sorry.
No repeats. That was an exclusive.
Okay.
Exclusive show.
Exclusive content. You have to pay extra for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the cuss words we use, Chris saves those, and they're for the exclusive Gold Star members.
Don't ask us how you become one, because if you don't know, then
it's blood in,
then you can't do it. Yeah. All right, Scott, we're going to talk about this movie.
All right, then, fine.
Okay, so Steve Carell and Emma Stone in Battle of the Sexes, which you saw this weekend.
Correct.
And you gave it a B+.
I did do that.
I was glad to see that. I haven't seen it, but I really love Emma Stone, and I really love Steve Carell. So I'm interested to know more about the movie. So what's sort of it based on? What's the story, and what do you think?
So like in it's a feminist kind of celebration here, I guess you'd put it. Back in the day, and the day being back when I was a wee little Scot, women weren't paid near as much on the tennis pro tour as men were.
Still, but
it used to be a bigger difference. And so Billie Jean King and some others decided to form their own league, and it became the Virginia Slims Tour, which we've heard about, or I've heard about. Well, there's a guy named Bobby Riggs who was a Wimbledon champion as a young man, and had won. And but now he's in his 50s, and he was mainly just a gambler, a hustler, and trying to pretend to be something for his wife, but mainly just a gambler and a hustler at heart. And he came up with this plan to play the top woman player because the senior players don't make much money either. And the deal is the story is what's going on in her personal life and his personal life, but also how this hyped up kind of thing swells up to this big match called the Battle of the Sexes. It was aired on ABC in 1973. 90 million people watched it around the country and the world. To watch Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs square off. And it was like a Battle of the Sexes type of thing. And he was playing up his role as a male chauvinist. He might well have been. But it's hard. There are definitely male chauvinists involved in this deal. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's Steve Carell and his performance. But for whatever reason, I find it hard to dislike Bobby Riggs. He was just such a such an exuberant character. But he might have believed what he was saying, or he might have been doing fluff to build things up. There are definitely other people who believed what he was saying. And so there was this sense of battle of the sexes. But while this is all going on and the lead up to it, Billie Jean King is, she's married to a woman now, but at the time she was married to the man, and she didn't know she was a lesbian. And so there's also, while this is going on, she's discovering who she is. So that's part of the film as well. And it distracts her focus on tennis for a while. A lot of interesting moments. It bogs down at times. There are times when the storytelling just gets stuck. But then it's usually followed by a crisp scene that's kind of interesting. And like the way the characters respond are unexpected in a lot of ways. Like her husband, Larry, is not the kind of guy I would have been in that situation. And in fact, Elizabeth Shue, who I loved as an actress for a long time, she plays... I was looking at her going, that's a good looking woman, and she must be in her 50s or something or whatever. Man, she's attractive, and I couldn't think who it was, and it was Elizabeth Shue.
That was always my childhood crush.
There you go, Adventures in Babysitting, right? Mm-hmm. You wanted her to babysit you you all over Chicago.
Back to the Future 2 and 3 as well.
There you go.
Bring up Elizabeth Shue, I'm going to mention it.
And then when you got tired of things and wanted to drink yourself to oblivion, she would have been there and hold your hand.
This is true.
In the arms of the angel.
Mm-hmm.
Where was I? Anyway.
Cocktail.
That was Bobby Riggs' wife. And they had an interesting relationship. This kind of, you can imagine how he'd be a difficult person to live with, and that's shown in the film. But then their relationship is more complex than you might think it would be. And throughout the whole thing, Alan Cummins is in there as a character, and he has a small role, but each time he has some interesting things to say. So, good stuff. B+. May not be here long. I saw it by myself. There's nobody else in the theater at all. I texted just for fun. Because I'm like, and it's showing at the Malco's in Tupelo, Oxford, and Corinth. And if they're still there today, I'd be kind of surprised. I don't know what kind of business they did. But this is one of those kind of independent films that makes its way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if it's in it. Can it be an independent film with both Steve Carell and Emma Stone in it? I don't know. I mean, but it's one of the art house films. Let's put it that way. Art house would be a better word for it. That don't usually come here. Well, we get them sporadically, and so I always like to try them when we do. And so it's a good film.
All right, cool. I know it's a little early, but do we think it's... I like to speculate about the Oscars. Do we think it's Oscar...
I'm not sure.
Oscar material?
You haven't seen it, though.
I haven't seen it.
You don't know.
But
you said we. What do you think? You haven't seen it.
Well, I don't know. I'm just general... Scott, what do you think?
I don't care.
Okay.
I'm never good at this because I think I mean, Moonlight, I didn't call it as the winner, but Moonlight last year was such a powerful movie that did not follow any of the rules that I thought storytelling should follow, and then boom, but it was so powerful, so I'm glad it did well. But this one, you know, it has its moments. I just have no idea.
Yeah.
But you know what though? In the wake of Harvey Weinstein, a movie that celebrates feminist empowerment, female empowerment, stuff like that, I bet it's gonna have a couple of nominations along the way.
Yeah.
But
I guess we'll see.
Also though, the best performances though was by the body doubles playing tennis. So I don't know if there's some kind of like technical Oscar
best,
they could get.
Best body double.
Best body double.
You know, because, they should start that.
Because that's in this case, the tennis felt real. It looked real, and the big I knew who won the match. I knew this story from years ago, and so I knew the outcome. I didn't know the behind the scenes stuff, but even so, they make the tennis compelling as you watch it, and so there's still some back and forth and story going on beyond just who wins and who loses throughout that big match. That's such a spectacle. And I think they do a good job also of making you feel like you're a part somehow of that spectacle, or at least seeing it through their eyes about what man has wrought in the modern media age, or what counted for back then. Can you get 90 million people watching the same thing on TV nowadays?
Not since the days of MASH.
Yeah, I think that's gone.
MASH was a TV show.
Yeah, I know
TV
what show. MASH is.
It was set in North Korea, but but it was about Vietnam, really.
We have to.
But now, though, someone would have to. This would be on, And then somebody would be watching Hallmark Channel, and somebody else would be watching, like, cars being auctioned off on some speed channel. And then, you know, so it'd be just like
The Bachelor.
It'd be like 4 million people watching it, and it wouldn't be a cultural thing at all.
It was easier when there was only four channels.
Somebody would be on Netflix, you know, and then they wouldn't know anything about it. Yeah. You know?
People. They're the worst. While you're watching something
on Netflix, and you'd obviously be checking your Twitter feed, and some people be tweeting to you, hey, by the way, Billie Jean King just scored an ace or something like that.
But those don't count as ratings. So.
I know, but you would know about it.
But now there's a thing where it's like, this was the most highly talked about thing on Twitter.
Trending.
It would trend. Yeah. It would trend on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
And you would say, what's this all about? And you can read all about it the next day. And then you can form an opinion about it. And then argue about it for weeks.
And then years later, a movie will come out, and Scott Morris will come on the podcast, and Emma Kent will say, do you think it's going to be up for Oscars?
I never liked Twitter movies for Oscars. Yeah. we never nominated a Twitter movie for Oscar. No. I hate Twitter movies. No. All about the Twitter response to the Battle of the Sexes. No, I don't like it.
Not a fan.
Been really fun.
It probably wouldn't even come to Tupelo, that movie. That would be independent. No studio would back that.
Yeah. It came here, so it can't be independent.
Imagine how old Emma Stone would be at that time.
Years down the road. She'd still look the same, though.
She probably would.
She doesn't age.
Well.
Emma lost control of this.
Cool.
you're supposed to say yes and.
Yes, and.
More gold star content for Chris Cooper.
Thanks, Scott.
You betcha. Y'all have a fine day.
Yeah, you too. Don't forget to watch the Daily Journal's Capital View webcast every Monday afternoon at djournal.com. Capital Bureau Chief Bobby Harrison provides commentary and analysis on the issues being debated in Jackson. Watch live on Monday afternoons at 2 o'clock or watch the replay later in the day.
You can also get ready for your day with the Daily Journal's News Break, a quick summary of news, sports, weather, and everything else in Northeast Mississippi in a five-minute video. Shows are posted each weekday at 7 a.m. at djournal.com, Facebook, YouTube, or the Daily Journal's mobile apps for Apple and Android devices.
Show off.
Stay informed on the latest happenings in your community in an easily digestible format.
Let's talk about Scene.
Let's do it, please.
Scene.
Is that the new theme song for Scene?
Scene. Finish it off.
Scene.
Scene.
Yep, there you go. Okay. All right, what's in Scene this week?
Please don't ever do that again. I felt very put on the spot, and I did not care for it at all.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
It's improv.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and?
Oh, okay, fair enough.
You got to roll with it.
But I didn't know where to go with it.
Well, you set it up for me.
Oh, God, okay. Look how quickly you learned improv. Like in the course of an episode.
The tables have turned. Yeah, you're...
By how the turntables.
It's good.
Yeah.
Classic.
You get that reverence?
Uh-huh.
Good job.
Absolutely.
Speaking of Steve Carell.
Love him.
All right.
Rest in peace.
He's dead?
No, but Michael Scott is.
No, he's not. He lives in Colorado.
With Holly.
Yeah.
How many kids?
I think three.
That they're so weird.
Yeah. God bless them.
So.
Yeah.
39 Steps.
The 39 Steps.
I'm sorry. The 39
That's
Steps.
That's correct.
Is happening. We already talked about it a little bit, but we talk about it some more?
Sure. Why not? It it opened last night at TCT Off Broadway, and there's two more performances Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Off Broadway is the small black box theater. It is not the main Lyric Theater. It's on East Franklin Street behind the Bankworm South Arena. It seats about 70 people. So it's a little smaller venue, more intimate shows like the 39 Steps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you want to ask me questions about it or?
Well, I mean, yeah, sure.
Okay.
We kind of are, you know, we talked about it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
What's the thing? You know, what's the gist of the play?
What's the gist?
But without, you know, telling us everything. Give us a little taste.
It's a spy story. It's a little, there's murder and intrigue and high stakes. But the actual film and the book that it's based on from 1935 is just a straight drama, you know, action adventure kind of drama. But in this one, they take all the characters in the story and they have four actors playing all of them. So instead of 100 characters, you have four actors playing 100 characters. So it becomes a comedy. It's kind of like Monty Python or Airplane.
Both very good.
Mm-hmm. So it's that style of humor and sight gags and slapstick, and you answer the phone and put the phone up to your ear, but the phone keeps ringing and that kind of
classic
thing. Yes.
So come prepared to laugh.
Yes. Hopefully we will have done it. If you laugh, we did our job. That's the best.
What if everyone, what if you looked out and everyone was just crying?
Well, that will be me in the back. So if that happens, I'll be joining them probably from the tech booth. So
no, I'm sure it's going to be a great show. Mm. I've heard good things.
Yay.
So far.
Yes. We have our own former podcaster, Brad Locke, as the lead role, who I have to give props to. We cast the show. We've been doing this since the end of July, and 2.5 weeks before we were supposed to open, our lead actor found out he was going to be gone for 3 weeks and had to leave the show. And so with 2 weeks to go, we cast Brad Locke in the role and then decided to, as a group, that to give him, to be fair to him and to the rest of the cast, we needed to delay. So we bought him a couple extra weeks as well. So we delayed a couple of weeks. So, but he actually, and I'm saying this to anybody in the cast that wants to listen, learned the script before the people who had the script for 2 months learned the script. He learned the script in a week and a half.
That's really
and
impressive.
And he's the lead with the most lines. Now, he doesn't ever change character. He is the same the entire show. The other three actors are the ones who switch up, but he still has the most lines of anybody. And he has this huge, rousing speech that I had already told him we would print off for him and he could just read it off the podium, and he just went ahead and had the audacity to learn it anyway. And
over
this huge opening monologue. And the one thing he actually finally excels at.
I never thought it'd say Brad is
overachiever. Yeah, the one that, you know, it's shocking to get him there, and he's defying expectations, but we're proud of him, so.
Way to go, Brad.
Come see Daily Journal sports reporter Brad Locke and his
A.D.
First.
Brad.
Leading role. What are you doing?
Go, Brad.
Oh, okay.
I'm cheering for Brad.
I didn't hear the G-O. I just heard the B-R-A-D.
Well, I just...
I was like, yes, that is how you spell his name.
I'm improvising. I'm improvising again. All right. I'm practicing.
I'm not sure you fully comprehend.
I'm going to try out for the next show.
Okay.
just kidding.
Yeah, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $20 for adults and $10 for students. And you can call 844-1935 to get those or buy them at the door.
Awesome.
Now also, a huge takeaway from the story, Brad Locke is 41. Dear God.
I saw that. Yeah. He's so old.
He's so old.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
This might be his last show.
Yep, there's the Undertaker. Measured him for a coffin as we speak.
What else is going on, Derek?
The Tupelo Caribbean Festival, or Caribbean Festival, depending on how you say it.
Will there be pirates?
Yeah, how do you say it?
I say it Caribbean.
Caribbean, that's the correct way to say it. Although Chris Kiefer probably says Caribbean, because he's from New Orleans and weird and doesn't like Obies.
No, all that is true, but I still say Caribbean.
Mm. He's so weird. Who doesn't like Obies?
I don't like Obies.
Oh,
you're dead to me. It's not for the same reason. What's your reason?
Who's the weird one in the room now, Derek?
I don't have a good reason.
You two side on everything. Y'all are thick as thieves.
I just don't. I don't think it's that good for the price that they charge, and like all the other places you could eat. Mm. Like, why would you choose Obies? Mm. Sorry, Obies.
He doesn't like it because he thinks they're fake.
They are fake.
You're fake.
Well.
Anyway, the Caribbean Festival is going on at Fair Park at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Live music and Caribbean food will be had, and fun shall be.
Bring your lawn chairs and party, mix, and mingle.
That's what the press release said.
That's what it says.
That's what it said. Yep.
And then the 20th anniversary of Thacker Mountain Radio.
Well, that was Thursday, so you missed out on that, Emma.
Sorry, everybody.
That's okay. The folks that were there had a good time.
Yeah, hope y'all had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Happy anniversary, Thacker Mountain.
Good on you, Thacker Mountain.
Wow. And the Secret Art Show.
Yeah, that's going on at Link Center Saturday night. It's, what time is that?
They always 7:50 p.m.
7:50 p.m. They always do random times on
Cash
those.
Bar.
Cash Bar.
Costumes encouraged.
Because it's Halloween coming
tamales.
Up. Tamales. Tamales.
Yeah.
Did it just say tamales?
No, it says...
Okay, I was like, oh, I didn't proofread that very well. It just says tamales.
Brunch box.
Free info, tamales. Electrical cord.
Duct tape.
Yeah. What? Is this a shopping list?
What's going on?
I typed my shopping list in the punch list like on scene again.
Like a murderer shopping list.
Tamales, toilet paper, duct tape, electrical cord.
Knives.
Dry ice. Yeah.
You anthrax. Can't get that at Kroger?
Can you buy anthrax?
Hey, Kroger, absolutely.
Oh,
it's in the dirty section.
Just see Leslie coming at me. Dang it, Derek, you put your shopping list on the front page of scene again. I told you to keep separate documents. It's fine. It's fine.
But
yes,
brunch box food and yeah, not your average Joe's tamales.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They'll will be there.
No, that is so correct. If that's what it says, then that is the
that
case.
That is what it says.
Well, good deal then.
So that sounds fun.
Yep. I thought Chris was getting serious.
So is it secret art? Like they're not going to tell you what it is.
They don't tell you what it is.
Like it's like covered up, and yeah, you have to be like,
and
it's a
and
secret.
You don't know who's in charge of it. It's all mysterious. They've done these. They did one in the back of a U-Haul one time. They do it a bunch of different cool places at a different location every time.
Are we talking about murder?
Yes.
Are we still talking about secret art?
What are we talking about? I'm confused.
Murder.
Obviously.
The back of a U-Haul truck?
No, secret art show, to yeah, clarify. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that sounds cool.
Yes, it is.
Awesome. Sounds like a good weekend to be in Tupelo.
Mm-hmm. So come to the 39
steps.
You
know, we haven't done in a while.
Murder?
No.
Oh, okay.
Tupelo facts.
Tupelo facts.
It's been a while. The people
would
want
you like
facts.
Would you like one?
I would like to hear something.
The largest zoo in Mississippi is dedicated to buffalo, and it is in Tupelo.
The largest zoo, really? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wow.
Is there a zoo? There's a zoo in Jackson, maybe?
Yeah, there yeah, is,
but not as big.
Yeah.
Huh. That but really
they don't
surprises
have
me.
Buffaloes.
Yep.
Actually, they probably do, but ours are cool. Cool buffaloes.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Wow. Well, there you have it.
Yep.
Great way to end the show.
Yeah, great.
Have a great day, everybody.
Was that a question?
I was kind of asking myself, like, are you going to have a good day? Yeah. Try to.
What's the answer?
Everybody just try.
Please, just try. She's pleading with you at this point. All right. So all the stories we discussed today, you can find in your daily journal or online at djournal.com. You can also find out when new episodes of The Memo are available by following us on Twitter at DJournalMemo. And to listen to those new episodes, find us in podcast apps or stream us online at memo.djournal.com. And we'll be back next week with new episodes.
Yes, we will. Thanks, everybody.
Goodbye.